Jon Kabat-Zinn, author of Coming to Our Senses, Healing Ourselves and the World Through Mindfulness, says, "Mindfulness means paying attention in a particular way, on purpose, in the present moment, and non-judgmentally. So when you are being mindful, you are purposefully and deliberately using your attention, right now, and without evaluating anyone or anything. That's very different to the way minds are used to working, as we've discussed in chapters 1 and 2 of Six Act Conversations. And that's why the practice of mindfulness can be difficult. Your mind just isn't used to it. So then why practice mindfulness? Over the past 20 years or so, psychologists such as Kabat-Zinn, Zindel Siegel, Marsha Linehan, and Stephen Hayes have developed new forms of psychotherapy that incorporate the practice of mindfulness. These new approaches to psychotherapy have proven effective in treating people with depression, anxiety, chronic pain, eating disorders, and even personality disorders. So mindfulness appears to help people with mental health problems. However, many people who aren't seeking psychological help practice mindfulness simply as a way of meditating or of resting or focusing the mind. Within acceptance and commitment training, mindfulness will help you to be aware of emotions and thoughts that you normally want to avoid, and it will help you get in touch with and hold on to the values and ideals that are most important to you. Being mindful of your feelings and thoughts is also the first step in two important processes that are part of ACT: diffusion and acceptance. Diffusion is used with troublesome thoughts and is discussed in Chapter 2 of this program. Acceptance is used with troublesome feelings and emotions and is discussed in Chapter 3. For you to achieve noticeable and worthwhile results with mindfulness, you'll need to practice. And if you've listened to the other sessions in this program, you've no doubt heard me say before, trust your experience and learn from it. And to learn from an experience, you've first got to have one. That's why I'm advising you to practice these exercises daily, so that you get plenty of experiences. When you do, the other components of this program will make much more sense, and you'll be able to practice the exercises from those other sections with more benefit. In this session of the program, we'll do 5 mindfulness exercises. You can actually replay these segments of the program anytime you want to practice mindfulness. After the 5 exercises, I'll describe some other exercises you can practice without a recording, and also where to find even more mindfulness exercises.